Good morning. I'm Chris Jansing, and President Obama and former President Clinton acting like BFFs at a big fundraiser last night in Virginia. President Obama talking up Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former President Clinton tearing down the GOP. Now, just a few days ago, we saw Bill Clinton in a pro-Obama video touting the commander-in-chief's success killing Osama bin Laden.
You hire the president to make the calls when no one else can do it.
But the GOP is hitting back, saying bin Laden's death should not be used for politics.
This is one of the reasons President Obama has become one of the most divisive presidents in American history. He took something that was a unifying event for all Americans, and he's managed to turn it into a divisive partisan political attack.
Casey Hunt is a national political reporter for the Associated Press. Matt Welch is the editor-in-chief for Reason Magazine. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning,
Chris. So, Casey, what do you think? Is there a fine line, do you think, between, I guess, playing politics with something like this and highlighting a legitimate accomplishment? We are in the political season.
Yes, that we are. And you got to remember, we're still in the very opening stages of this general election. And this, of course, is all tied in to the anniversary that's happening this week of the killing of Osama bin Laden. So it's only natural that the Obama administration would take advantage of that moment. But you got to remember, this is going to be, we still have several months left of this election season. So as we move forward, it's still going to depend a lot on the fundamentals of the economy. So whether or not the Obama administration is able to sustain this conversation about bin Laden, and one that does help them in the long run, really is something that they would have to work really hard to do. And I think they're going to be answering a lot of charges from the Romney campaign on other issues as the campaign goes forward.
Well, the Obama campaign has this new 7-minute video. It's just out today, and it kind of outlines the president's first term in office. You can see it. It will scroll through his accomplishments, saying the Iraq War, Libya liberated, Osama bin Laden dead. But I think what Republicans really object to are statements like this. Let me play it.
Just a few years ago, President Obama, then a candidate, said in a speech that if we had actionable intelligence of a high-value target in Pakistan, we'd go in and get that high-value target. Mitt Romney said that was foolish. He wouldn't do such a thing, that he wouldn't move heaven and earth to get Osama bin Laden.
Matt, what the campaign says is, look, we're just stating the facts. It is the one-year anniversary. Are they right?
They're right. That is the one-year anniversary, and that Mitt Romney said any number of things on the campaign trail back in 2007 and 8. I think the underlying fact is that this is not going to be an issue in the 2012 election. It wasn't in 2008. We had a war hero and a hawk going against an absolute novice with an exotic name, and we didn't really talk all that much about foreign policy in 2008. Americans are much less scared about it than they were in 2008 this year. So it's not going to come up. And as for the Republican charge of politicizing these things, let's never forget that the 2004 Republican National Convention was held as close as humanly possible to the anniversary of September 11th in New York City. And the entire theme of that convention was about 9/11. And the response to it, and the Democrats' ineffectual, weak-kneed positioning on it.
There is a big special that's coming up, and I want to play a clip of the president from the Situation Room interview.
There you are.
Here I am, sitting right here.
That's an intense look on your face, and yeah. Everyone is intently watching that screen.
This is, if I'm not mistaken, Pete, this picture was taken right as the helicopter was having some problems. But you may not remember.
I can't say that's
what it feels like, because I remember Hillary putting her hand over her mouth at that point. There's silence at this point inside the room.
When you look at it,
yeah,
what does it conjure up inside you?
Well, that's the way I usually look when my husband drags me to an action movie. what it conjures up is all of the emotions that were running through my and every other person in that small group. It was an extraordinary experience and a great privilege to be part of.
I mean, look, Casey, it's a great story. I think to Matt's point that most people, and we should say that's going to air Wednesday on Rock Center at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, but to Matt's point, this is an election that eventually will likely rise or fall based on the economy. But does this legitimately say something to voters about how the president makes decisions?
Sure. I mean, it absolutely does. And they know that. And it's also one of the biggest advantages of being the incumbent president, right? I mean, Mitt Romney does not have a situation room to invite, one of the most famous television network anchors into to do a special on a decision that he made. I mean, that's something that, as president of the United States, Obama has as a huge advantage over his challenger into going into November.
And I want to bring in now Stephen Clemens, who is the Washington editor-at-large for The Atlantic. He writes about foreign affairs and politics. And I just wonder what your thoughts were when you were watching that Situation Room interview.
Well, I think that what we now know is that so many people around President Obama sounded a lot like Mitt Romney used to in the last campaign, that they had doubts and concerns, that they thought that the gamble was too high. And we saw President of the United States make a decision, take a very high-risk shot at what he saw as to be one of the most symbolic and important challenges facing the United States. And I think what's important politically, and I think what they're trying to convey out in this campaign, is that many others thought that risk was too high. Obama took it, he succeeded, and I think now they're, calling in what's due. I think it's also important to remember that in the Bush-Cheney years, Dick Cheney had no qualms at all about talking about national security and wrapping them around, the political choices people made. I think Matt Welch is absolutely right that there was no resistance at all among GOP circles in doing what they're now accusing President Obama of doing. But I think it's different is that Obama would be a done president had he failed, had that helicopter had a disaster and had people, come out with either casualties. So it was a remarkable gamble, and I think they're trying to show that when Obama weighs all the issues, he acts like a commander-in-chief and sets things in motion, even amidst differences of opinion around him.
There are, I think, at least two things that this brings up. One is obviously the decision-making, and he was decisive, and obviously he made the right decision in this case. But the second thing is, has it made us safer? Obviously, Osama bin Laden was the symbolic of the al-Qaeda movement. The question was, how much influence was he having at that point? Let me read for you, Stephen, part of an op-ed from the Wall Street Journal today. The headline is, al-Qaeda is far from defeated. Seth Jones points to Yemen and Somalia and Pakistan, where he says al-Qaeda is regrouping, and writes, al-Qaeda is far from dead. Acting as if it will not make it so. Is there a fine line that the White House is walking with this, or is it all upside for them?
Look, I have a lot of respect for Seth Jones, and you could also add to the mix that David Petraeus, now head of the CIA, has asked for expanded military authority to expand the drone attacks against targets in Yemen. But that said, I think there's an industry out there, a kind of terrorism industrial complex, if you will, that just refuses to sort of talk about degrees of threat. Yes, there are al-Qaeda members up there that have now been inspired to take action, and that buildup largely occurred during the Bush Cheney years. And what President Obama's been doing, and I was joking around, the other element of that picture, I was with many of those people the night before that attack at the White House Correspondents' Dinner a year ago. I talked to Leon Panetta, Tom Donilon. Dennis McDonough, the president's deputy national security advisor, was at a wedding reception that night, and friends that were there noticed he wasn't drinking. He was drinking just mineral water, and they knew something was up. Hmm. But, there was a lot of steel nerves that I think that were in this. And when you think about when I wrote at the time about the attack, I said that if they did not succeed in immediately identifying the connections and the ecosystem in which bin Laden operated, then this would be a failure. But what we've seen is a very steady roll-up, targeting of many other senior al-Qaeda lieutenants, executives, plot managers, and we've seen the decimation of the original al-Qaeda network and many of their affiliates. That doesn't mean that terrorism is over or done, but it does mean that the home base, the mothership, has been virtually wiped out. Yes, we have other challenges, but the Seth Joneses of the world, again, whom I admire, I think are, and who benefit a lot from some of the, the terrorism issues that we're dealing with, are somewhat remiss, I think, in giving credit to the administration for doing exactly what they should have done, gathering that intelligence and then rolling up this very nefarious network that was continuing to operate. So I think that the momentum has been on the side of the administration and the Pentagon and the CIA and our allies, frankly, who've been key partners in this, in really taking down what was such a horrible threat for so long.
And obviously, this is very serious business, but you bring up the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and in part because it was about the one-year anniversary. It was fodder for jokes, including this one by the president.
Last year at this time, in fact, on this very weekend, we finally delivered justice to one of the world's most notorious individuals.
It's not a bad opening, right?
No, I was there. And the president, you know, I actually have a lot of pity for any comedian. In this case, it was Jimmy Kimmel, but any comedian that has to follow the president of the United States because his lines are just so good.
Yeah, it was really great last night. And Casey, let me bring you back in. You know, it's interesting when you look at that iconic Situation Room photo. The polls tell us the most popular person in it is Hillary Clinton. And last night, as we mentioned before, was the first of three joint Bill Clinton-Barack Obama fundraisers. The president made it a point to say this: Hillary and I, we've spent the last 3.5 years cleaning up after other folks' messes. What do you make of that, besides the fact, obviously, that this is a relationship that's a lot different than it was 4 years ago?
Yeah, that's for sure. And also that the video that you showed earlier of the Obama administration talking about their victories here in getting Osama bin Laden features former President Bill Clinton. And so it's very clear that there's a thaw there. You know, they've been competitive over the years. Obviously, it was very acrimonious in 2008, and they've sort of made up in the wake of that. And Hillary has been sort of dropping various hints along the way that she is, in fact, considering a run for president in the future. And this is, you know, clearly a step that shows that President Obama is, you know, recognizing the fact that the Clintons have really contributed throughout his administration and that he's on board going forward with whatever their futures might hold.
Yeah, speaking of that changing relationship, the president also had a great line about Hillary at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
4 years ago, I was locked in a brutal primary battle with Hillary Clinton. 4 years later, she won't stop drunk texting me from Cartagena.
Obviously, Matt, as Secretary of State, she's not going to be out on the campaign trail, but how interesting is it how he's using her anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to gather the Democratic base, the flock, all together under the same banner, using any stick necessary, including, running on his aggressive and strong foreign policy stance. After initially campaigning as the guy who was going to sort of draw us back from the executive power abuses of Bush and Cheney, we don't hear much about that anymore, nor do we hear a lot about the most transparent presidency in history anymore. Same week that he's talking about this and dislocating his shoulder, patting himself on the back, he's also making sure that we don't see ever the photos of Osama bin Laden's corpse. I mean, they're stage managing this stuff within an inch of its life, and we should, as citizens, recognize that even while assessing positively those aspects of the record that have been positive.
On that note, Matt Welch, Casey Hunt, Stephen Clemens, great to talk with all of you. Thanks so much.